Hello, and welcome back.
We're back.
We are back. We're back to the Peace Times podcast, starting the spring semester off. This is a recording on February 9th. It's pretty gloomy, rainy outside, but, you know, it's all good. It's all good because we got a lot of stuff to talk about. A lot of stuff has been happening. You two boys, Jacob and Caleb, are here. They're seniors. They're about to leave. Leave me behind.
I'm ready to go. I'm ready to get out of here.
It's about time.
It's about time.
Yeah. By the way, it's the same people. It's me, Jacob.
Jay.
Caleb.
Yeah. We're back. Just in case you're confused on who you're listening to. So I just wanted to start off. How you guys doing? You guys doing good?
Yeah, we're doing good. I can't complain. It was a pace a day, Friday. I mean, I have my Fridays off anyway, so I mean, it doesn't really matter. So yeah, I can't complain. It's pretty good going into the weekend. You know, so yeah.
I also got my Fridays off, so this is kind of useless to me. I wish it was like on a Wednesday, like last
right.
year.
Oh my gosh,
would have been nice, but
Was it on a Wednesday?
I used to do them on like Wednesdays, Tuesdays.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, I think they did it like way too soon this year.
Yeah, like, I did not see it coming.
Well, whenever I talk to somebody, it's like, oh yeah, Pacer today is on Friday. They're like, what?
I didn't even know it was a Pacer day.
I asked you on Wednesday when we had class. I was like, wait, when's Pacer today? You
say Friday. I was like, oh, it's Friday. But yeah, they started really early this year.
That's so good. But I'm glad we have Pacer Day for anybody that's new to the William Peace. You know, we have Pacer Day every semester for it's kind of like a mental health day for anybody who's just going through a lot of work and really busy. So we have just a day off where there's no assignments and there's nothing due on that day. So you can just have a breather and just, you know, do whatever you want to do. Rest and relax.
Yeah, it's exactly. So anyone who's, you know, there's probably people listening to this right now that may be, you know, having a hard time, but hopefully you got your Pacer Day and it's treating you well.
Yeah,
so
enjoy your Pacer Day for sure.
So we got a lot of stuff to talk about.
Hey, Jacob, why don't you just roll us into the upcoming events?
I'm about to look at that segue. So we got the Pacers Got Talent, hosted by SGPA, that's coming up March 6th. It's basically William Peace's talent show. And forums are still open. By this time, they're going to be closing February 14th. So if you have a talent that you're interested in sharing, definitely sign up for that. I don't think I'm going to sign up.
Do you not have a talent?
I mean, I do have a talent, but I don't think it's like worth getting up on a stage.
Talentless. That's a wild accusation.
I don't think I could just go up on the stage and like draw something. I think everyone would be kind of bored.
That's fair.
A little bit after. I mean, some people might like that, but. I mean, what about you guys? Do you guys have a talent?
Absolutely not.
None I'm willing to share.
Yeah. But hopefully other people are willing to share it.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
If you have a talent do you want to share, make sure you sign up.
Yeah, get that application in February 14th, correct?
Yep, February 14th. Cool. Definitely seems pretty fun. We also have a Super Bowl watch party coming up on the 11th. This upcoming Sunday, by the time this podcast comes out, it might be too late, but hey, if it doesn't, if you listen to it, the Super Bowl watch party.
I'm sure next time we'll be on here, we'll be talking about, you know, how the Super Bowl went.
Oh, how this?
Yeah.
Talking about the commercials.
How crazy that's going to be. I know a lot's going to probably go down. People are going to lose a lot of money or gain a lot of money. It's going to be one of the two.
I'm always there for the commercials. That's all I'm there.
Really?
Because, I have not been following this season. That much.
No, I mean, I'm not really too much of a football fan,
so
and my team is not team is not there, so it is what it is.
Well, I watch football.
Who are you going for?
Yeah,
neither of them, honestly. No. It's a hard choice.
If you had to choose,
The 49ers. Even though I'm a Packers fan and they eliminated us, like I can't see the Chiefs win again. Can't.
Did the Chiefs get in the last Super Bowl?
They won the last Super Bowl.
They won the last Super Bowl. Dang.
You're not even up to date.
Bro, I don't watch football.
Behind the times.
You know who does watch football? My brother. And you know what? You should follow him on Touchback JT on TikTok. That's right. Self-promo.
You should also just follow the Peace Times Media. Yep.
Follow the Peace Times Media.
On TikTok.
Okay.
Instagram
follow
as well.
Peace Times. Then
we've got Lillian here who works hard.
Yeah. Definitely. Oh, yeah. Definitely. So make sure to follow the Peace Times Media on TikTok and Instagram. And then go follow Touchback JT. Anyway, we also are in Black History Month as well. So we have a lot of stuff coming up. We got Ebony Ball, we got the Black Makers Market, and, you know, a bunch of stuff. Other, like, smaller events going on. I mean, Black Student Union, they're also having events, club events and stuff going on. So be on the lookout for that. A lot of great stuff happening this month. And that's most of the upcoming stuff.
Yeah.
So
yeah. So we got some campus opportunities coming up as well.
We do. There's a lot of jobs opening up on campus for a lot of people. Hopefully, if any freshmen are watching, or if you're not a freshman and haven't really done a whole lot of stuff on campus, this is the good time to listen up. We got peer mentorships coming up. I've had friends that are peer mentors, and that seems like a really great opportunity. I myself might try to sign up for it. We also got RA positions. I'm also currently an RA. First year Davidson represent. And that's a really great opportunity. So applications are open up until I think the end of February, so make sure to be on the lookout for that. Really awesome opportunity.
Tell them about the benefits.
You get so many benefits. You get
an RA.
Free. Yeah, I'm an RA.
Okay.
We got free board and room. You get your own room, get free board. You get to hang out with a bunch of really awesome people. Get to have the opportunity to, you know, plan fun events and just, you know, have a fun time on campus, and, you know, also just be able to be a leader to upcoming students and give the advice that you want to give and make sure everybody just has a really fun experience and you have the opportunity to make that fun experience.
You said events. What's your favorite event that you've planned so far for your hall?
We haven't done it yet, but I am doing a movie night. That's okay. Definite.
What's the movie?
Puss in Boots: Last Wish. Okay. I don't want to do that. That's a solid movie. Have you guys seen that?
I don't think so.
No.
Wait, is that the most recent one?
Or yeah, that came out...
last year?
No, not last year. It came out the year before. I mean, kind of did that last year, but... December of 2022 is when it came out.
Oh, okay.
I saw it in theaters with the boys. Yeah. I saw it with the boys, though, in theaters, and it's a good movie. Recommend it.
Okay.
If you're not able to... I mean, I don't know if any of my residents are listening, but that's the plan. But if you haven't seen it, or anybody else that hasn't seen that movie, go watch the movie. It's a really great movie. I'd recommend it.
And then lastly, for the campus opportunities, we got some SGPA opportunities opening up. What are those, Jacob?
Basically, student government. You got some student government openings that people can get into and are interested in. If you're interested in, you know, planning just bigger events for the school, also just helping with some of the school, like, properties and stuff and all that. I have a lot of friends that have been in SGPA, and it seems like a really awesome opportunity. You get to do a lot of really cool stuff, get to get a lot of really good experience. So I definitely would recommend that. So be on the lookout. There's posters. There's a lot of posters for all of these, like, all around the school. So if you're ever, like, wondering, like, links or stuff that talks about it, just look at the walls in the classrooms, in the halls. They're everywhere. So all these opportunities are pretty easy to find. So, and, yeah, that's about it for all our campus opportunities. We can segue into William Peath Athletics, which, Caleb, you had some big stuff happening in the basketball,
yeah, basketball so team. Athletics overall, I know swim and basketball for both women's and men's had their senior days recently. Staying more towards the women's basketball side, I know on Tuesday the 6th, Tanisha Ellison, she scored 1,000 career points. So, you know, congrats to her on that. As well, during that time, we also had a book signing.
Book signing.
If you didn't hear me, yeah. it was for Ronnie Laughlin. She was a former basketball player here at Peace. And she was also honored at halftime by President Ralph, just for her contributes, just because, you know, she's great, and I had a moment there. Other sports coming up, I know baseball and lacrosse are starting their seasons.
Yeah.
As well as soccer and volleyball are having their spring starting seasons. Again.
And I know that swimming, they're almost over. Their final conference is coming up, so hopefully they do well in that.
Any sporting events you guys are excited for this spring semester?
I know that the volleyball team, they have, like, a final... I think they, like, usually do, like, a final scrimmage sort of thing. I don't know for sure if that's happening this year, because I remember them talking about that it might not happen. But, I mean, if it does, then it doesn't, that's always a fun event. Hoping to possibly go to any other basketball games that might be coming up. I know they're almost over, but hopefully, like, there's one or two that's going on at Peace, because I always enjoy going to them. I used to be a basketball player, so.
Okay.
Oh, you was like that?
Yeah. Up until high school, so.
It was the one specialist, huh? Okay.
What position?
I don't remember. I was always just, like, in the corner, just, like.
Corner like three.
There. Oh, yeah.
I was the guy that was happy to be shoes. There. I did make a couple of threes in my time. So.
Okay, that's what's up.
But, yeah. I mean, did you guys play any sports?
Yeah, probably, yeah.
I assume so. Yeah, I know Caleb, you did.
Yeah. Yeah, I ran here for a little bit, but I've also played lacrosse. And
mm-hmm.
Oh.
Yeah.
I was in middle school, so, like, mm-hmm. not as good as I used to be.
Yeah.
That's what's up.
Jay, did you play any sports or?
Yeah, I play basketball. Not here, but yeah, I play mm-hmm. basketball. Yeah, I play basketball. Nice. Back in middle school, I played soccer and baseball for like one time. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I definitely do hoop though.
Nice. We can move on to another topic I wanted to talk about. I know I mentioned it like a few episodes ago, but senioritis. This is your last semester. Is it hitting?
I know last semester we talked about it a little bit, and I say yeah, like towards like honestly, I say like I was ready to come back, and then kind of towards the end I'll be ready to go. But now this semester, now that we're like on the last stretch, I'm not gonna lie, like I'm done. Like I have no like the enthusiasm is gone. I'm just ready to go.
It's not hitting me as bad as it was last semester. Mm-hmm. I'm not a full time student this semester, so I have like basically like 2.5 classes.
That's so
it's
like pretty nice.
It's like the peace times and like 2 other classes.
Yeah.
That's so crazy.
It's just not a lot of work.
I mean, honestly. Mine's pretty chill too. I have 4 classes, and like I said, I don't have class on Fridays, but the classes I do have, they're like both 1 hour and 45 minutes. So we're sitting in there for 1 hour and 45.
Yeah, that new schedule is tough for sure.
Yeah.
What are you guys' thoughts on it?
I mean, I don't mind it too much. I mean, last semester, like, there were some classes like that. I'm like, this doesn't need to be like this
right.
long. Like, math and some other classes. Like, my 3D modeling class, like, not to bash on that too much, but that went a little bit too long than it really needed to be. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't mind the longer times. It's just, like, when they have them lights off in the class. Like, after an hour, I'm done, and, like, it's time to nap or something.
Yeah, definitely.
But there is a new article out about how students are feeling about the new plan changes made to the 4-credit system.
Where can you find that, Caleb?
On the peacetimesmedia.com.
Got a bunch.
Shameless plug, because I wrote that story.
Got a bunch of new articles on there. I mean, the new time change, I mean, it's... Sometimes it could be draining, but, mm-hmm. like, at the end, it's still really good because, like, a lot of classes, like, have just a bunch of more time to do stuff.
I mean, once you get past the lecture part, like, when you guys actually start doing stuff in your class, it's not as bad as you think. And honestly, some of the professors that I've had, they don't even
have it the whole time.
That it's that long. So, yeah, they kind of cut it short from time to time as well.
Yeah.
Or just let us, like, roam free or do whatever we want, which is nice, too. Mm-hmm. But I do know some teachers that can definitely go.
That can go a little bit. They can go past.
And they're not planning on letting you out early either.
Oh, no.
They're not planning on it.
They might keep you longer.
Just kidding. We love all our professors at William Peace.
We love all the professors. Some can just teach.
Some just go longer.
And some just like enjoy the break.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with either of those.
No, nothing wrong. Super Bowl plans. Guys got any Super Bowl plans?
Yeah, I'll be at a friend's house probably. Mm-hmm. I think we're probably just going to make some food and watch it there. She's got a big projector screen. So.
Oh, nice.
I don't think I have any, but I got to just... I mean, I'm sure I can...
Well, if you don't have any, there's a Super Bowl watch party.
There's a Super Bowl watch party. That's true. Second bell.
That's true.
I might go to that too. I have to... Actually, well, I work, but I don't work... During the time of the Super Bowl, yeah, I work like afternoon, so I can. The thing is, I usually like for the past few years, me and my parents, we go to Pittsburgh to visit my brother and to one celebrate our birthday and to also just watch the Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. Your boy is turning 21 this coming Monday.
Legal.
Thank you. let it run. but. Yeah, we usually do that, but we're not doing it this year because, like, the way, like, our birthday's on Monday, so it'd be, like, you know, going up there. Yeah. We want to be able to do the stuff we are going to do at 21, so. during that weekend. So, but
okay. That's not true, man. I did it on Wednesday. You'd be just fine.
But yeah, I'm probably just gonna be. I might go to the watch party, watch it a little bit, not for too long. Cause
you should bring your haul.
You know what, I should. Yeah, I love my haul notes. Like, come up, bring some coming donuts, to the Super Bowl.
Get some donuts or something.
Get some donuts. Yeah. Hey.
You're welcome.
you just helped me.
Yeah. That's what I do.
But yeah. No. Yeah, I've never been a huge, I mean, not being a huge football guy, I'm always the guy that ends up falling asleep ever at the Super Bowl. I'm always there for the commercials. The commercials are just the most fun stuff because everybody goes all out.
Oh, yeah. You have to. Yeah. You're paying millions to be on the screen.
Exactly. Yeah, it's their one opportunity.
I will say I think it's kind of crazy, and I will forever talk about this because I think it's the craziest commercial I've ever seen because it literally just had me so confused because last year when we had the Super Bowl, I was watching it, and it literally, like, tabbed out of my screen and it went to one of my other apps on my TV. And I'm like, I didn't do that. Like, where's my remote? Oh, yeah. And then I had to realize it was the commercial doing. I was like, yo, that was
weird.
That was very, like, I've never seen a commercial like that. It was insane.
What?
It was actually insane. That's crazy. I will say that, yeah.
What was the commercial?
I think, like, it was for Tubi or thing. Yeah, I don't know.
Basically paused the Super Bowl mid-commercial. Yeah. And, like, well, it had, like, Tony Romo talking, and then, like, it paused him talking and switched to the Tubi app. I think I yelled at my friend. I was like, who has the remote?
Who did it?
Who's doing this?
That's funny. I don't remember that.
Yeah, that was the best commercial I've ever seen. That's crazy.
I've started to become the fan of the Paramount Plus commercials, where it's just, like, all the characters, they're looking up at that mountain.
You seen the new one?
I did see the new one. It's funny. It's very funny. Also, the Doritos. Doritos always had a... some fun commercials too.
They always do well.
Yeah. So looking forward to that. Segueing into that, you know, Super Bowl, it's that winter time. Segueing, we're almost in springtime. Pretty sure the groundhog saw a shadow, so we're probably getting, you know, an early spring possibly. But you guys got any goals for the spring semester?
Graduate,
yeah. And that's it.
That's all you need.
You probably have more goals than we do.
A decent amount of goals. I mean, it's mostly just, you know, getting all A's, a lot of the basic stuff, doing as much as I can, getting involved on campus.
Oh, it's a studious man. Over here. All A's, okay.
This guy, try hard. Any goals for you, sorry. Lillian,
you got any goals?
Graduate as well. It's the senior goal.
Yep.
All the seniors are just ready to leave.
At the finish line, that's all you can see. That's just all. That's all you can see.
Nothing else.
A few C's.
C's get degrees over there.
Maybe. I did get a C last semester. That's why I'm like, I need to get all A's.
What class was it?
It was a SGD class. And that's when I realized I didn't want to do SGD. Not to hate on the major. The major is fine. It's just not for me.
Yeah, I don't blame you.
Did you do SGD?
Yeah, my first semester. Really? SGD, yeah. It wasn't bad. No, it wasn't bad. It was just like, it was just the quality of just the, I don't know. It's just, like you said, it wasn't for me. I mean, I think, like, because esports came in, because I'm an esports major now.
Yeah.
So when esports came in, it was actually the perfect time. So I went from SGD to esports, and it actually was, like, a huge kind of shift. Mm-hmm. And that did help me a lot.
It's a relatively new major, right?
Mm-hmm.
What's some of the stuff you learn about in there? Like, I honestly,
I'm kind of going to, like, the business side. So I had to, so even though I'm taking esports, I've taken a lot of business classes, like financial account.
Accounting sucks.
Yeah, accounting.
As a marketing major, it wasn't
that bad, because I'm not gonna lie. Like, we had a good teacher. I think Professor Wang.
Professor Wang's great. It's just it's a complicated
financial accounting. Leadership, what else? Global business environment, marketing, all that stuff. And so, like, it helps a lot, and just it's really, it's really good.
Cool. Yeah.
We just really learn about how to, like, market our events and games, and how to distribute and, you know, promote and do all that other stuff.
Yeah. That sounds awesome. Mm-hmm. So yeah. Well, I hope you guys graduate.
Me too.
I hope to see you. Hey, you never know. Something might come up. All right. I'm assuming you guys are.
Let's not say that.
Hope to see you guys. I'm probably going to come to the ceremony. So I'll see you guys.
Sure.
Wave bye. So yeah, we also have the Grammys that just came out. I didn't watch them. I don't think any of us watched them.
I missed it. I did miss it, to be honest. But yeah. I heard some crazy stuff.
Yeah, I heard some crazy stuff. You heard, heard Taylor won a lot
next
of stuff.
Question.
No. Taylor won a lot of stuff. I believe the album of the year.
Yeah, at that? Least it was like for an album that like is new and not some one that like robbed. She's just like re-recorded 18 times and like posted. At least it was like at least it was like
me.
It was like new content.
That's crazy.
At least, so yeah. I'll give her that.
Yeah, I know Beyonce also won some stuff though. So
yeah. Yeah, Lillian, you had something to say about Jay-Z. Can you come over here and tell us since you actually watched and we didn't?
Speak to the mic.
Can't Jay-Z was just kind of rude, you know? He just so basically what he did. He pulled a Kanye and just said that some people didn't deserve to be in the category, which, I mean, is true, kind of. But he also brought Blue Ivy on stage to do that, and she was just kind of standing like,
she's just like, I don't want to be in this conversation.
But, I mean, why does it matter? Like, he was like, Beyonce hasn't won Grammy of the Year. Beyonce is the most awarded Grammy winner of all time.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm sorry, I don't feel bad.
She just wins.
You have 32 Grammys. You have one almost for each year you were alive. Like, I'm sorry. Like, you're good.
You're done.
Ariana Grande has none. Like,
dang. Well, thank you, Lillian.
Well,
Jay-Z is not on Lillian's good side. That's for sure.
Apparently not. I mean, that's just, yeah, kind of a cruddy thing to do. It's just a walk-up. It's just like, you're not all that great. I don't know. Hey, you know. It happens. Happens at every award show. Something happens. I bet the Oscars.
I take that over like the slap.
I was about to say the slap.
Like violence. You know?
Yeah. Hopefully, there's no violence at the Oscars again, and no bashing on animation because that sucked too. That's another topic for another day.
No, you can. It's okay.
Okay. At the Oscars, it wasn't the last Oscars, but it was the Oscars before that. The Oscars of 2023, and like. When the animation category came up, like, I forget the woman that said it, but she just basically kind of bashed on the animation category, and everyone was like, wow, that's great. Thanks for that. And last year, like, I think Dwayne Johnson and another actress, they're like, man, animation's such a huge part, and it's just like, wow, they really need to cover up, save their butts. I mean, the Oscars this year, I got a lot of cool nominees, what I've seen. I haven't watched too many of the... too many movies that were nominated. I mean, I'm a huge animation nut, so I've seen most of the animated stuff, and I've seen some of the live action stuff, but there's still a couple that I still need to watch. Barbie.
You don't need to.
I mean, yeah,
really,
but
I mean,
hey, honestly,
it's all right.
It might win. Oh, right. You have the whole backlash. I'm sorry.
Well, it's all right. It's an all right movie. It's got some good parts.
Yeah.
Overall. It was, like...
just not, like, amazing.
No, yeah. I mean, it wasn't what it lived up to be. Like, for me, at least. Like, I'm sure for a lot of people, it was great.
Yeah.
But for me, it didn't really connect.
That's fair. But, you know, I'll try to watch them. Try to watch some movies. I mean, if there are any movies that you guys are going to help win, or you're just like, meh.
The new Deadpool movie's coming out soon.
Oh.
In the summer.
Oh.
Hugh Jackman coming back as the Wolverine.
Oh, he's going to be in that? Dang.
Yeah.
Kung Fu Panda 4, that's coming out.
Oh,
I'm excited for that. Inside Out 2, that's another one.
I didn't watch the first one.
What?
I didn't either.
What? Okay. I'm flabbergasted. You guys need that's homework. You guys need to watch that. Then watch the sequel because it's really good. Okay. I'm just disappointed. Hey, you know.
All right.
We got all our streaming platforms.
We do.
Yeah. Okay.
Moving into the next thing.
Yeah, we can move on. Valentine's Day is coming up.
You said you wanted to take this one.
Yeah.
See what you guys say.
I mean, I was gonna say, just I mean, my thoughts on Valentine's Day, like it is what it is. Either you have somebody, you don't, and if you have somebody, that's great. You know what I'm saying? You know, I have it for you. You feel me? But if you don't have nobody, which you know a lot of people don't, you know, just just another day in the office. You know, so it's
another day. Another day in the single life, baby.
But I mean, yeah. I think I was gonna say that I think for Black History Month, I think that 2 days after, I think that's on the 16th Ebony Ball that you were talking about. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that's gonna be right after that.
That's
after
nice.
Thursday, so
yeah,
that'll be great to go to with somebody if you do have somebody. But yeah, what are your thoughts on it?
I mean, for someone who's never had a special someone in their life, I've always been chill with Valentine's Day. I mean, it's always like when you're a kid, basically just everybody gives you like candy and stuff. You know, and like
take advantage of the chocolates.
Yeah, exactly. Take advantage of all that. People still send like cards and stuff. I mean, it is like very, I mean, I don't know if this is true, but it is seeming like a very commercialized holiday, like most of the holidays that have become.
Yeah.
But I mean, it's still like, it's still nice, you know.
You just got to take advantage of the chocolate the day yeah, after.
Exactly.
It's 50%.
It's a self, it's a self-care day, honestly. Yeah. It's just a day to, you know, love yourself. So. All
right. That's our last thing.
Yeah, that's a good. That's a good point, you know what I'm saying? It's
oh no. Technical difficulties.
Technical difficulties on the camera.
Our camera is dying. Sorry guys for listening. Well, while she's doing that, we can segue to the to last thing.
Well, yeah, but I don't, maybe she wants that, but, you know.
True. The last thing is a club shout-out.
That's
which
right.
Which is a new...
And this is a big one. This is a big one.
It is a very... It's a huge, huge one. Huge club. We love our clubs. Make sure to be on the lookout for clubs.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Because there's a lot of great clubs and organizations on campus. Black Student Union.
SGPA. Psychology club, I'm pretty
Peace
sure.
Psychology club. Yeah, psychology club. I keep getting emails for that. Mm-hmm. Peace Ministry, that's also one. Go to that.
And then if any of the clubs want to actually just come on a podcast and speak about
yeah, exactly.
Would love to have you talk about
you
your club.
Going on in your club. Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. We still have a couple people runner up, like Civic Order. We have somebody for that awesome. Hopefully will come on the podcast.
Are we back?
Are we back on? Have we lost camera?
Camera's dead.
Camera is dead.
All right.
You guys are
we're going to roll into it. So okay. Our club shout out of the day, I'm actually going to let Jacob take away because he is creating this club.
Yes, it is the Creatives Club, which is something me and Juliana Moreland, alumni, Peace Times alumni, we're both really creative people, and we wanted to start a club to access and give out creativity. And this club is going to have, we're going to have workshops, we're going to have guest speakers come on talking about a bunch of different types of mediums. Like this club isn't going to be focused on one type of format. It's going to like talk about photography, painting, illustration, film, all bunch of stuff that people like have an interest in. Like, and it's also open for anybody. Like, even if you think you're not very like creative, like, this club is basically to showcase creativity and get people interested in a lot of artistic mediums, and also just to create a safe space and just to have like chill nights. We might have like nights where we're just going to be painting something, or just like reading books or talking about poetry and stuff. So
that's nice. I think that's that's really good, like a space for us like creative people. Because me myself personally, I'm not the most creative person,
but you know,
I know there's probably like a lot of people on campus who are like really just like into that kind of like circle of just like
just wanted to do stuff,
and you know yeah like you said, like photography
and honestly I mean like if there's like something that you've been interested in but haven't had the time or real like passion to get into, this club will also be a good opportunity.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, so Creatives Club, we're still figuring out a time to do it. It's still in the making, but I think next week we might be having our first meeting, so we'll be putting posters around, and we'll be sending people the info. So
we'll keep you updated on the next podcast.
We'll keep you updated.
All right. I think that's all that we got for today.
Yeah.
And lastly, shameless shout out once again. Just check out all the stories on Peace Times Media, because I have been putting a lot of work posting them. And other than that, we will
see
you
guys next time
on the next episode.
Yeah, whenever it comes out. That was good.
All right, yeah,
it's not bad. Pretty good.